Smash or FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
What's everybody? It's Tyrone Tan here on StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indy100.com radio, and UBN. And I just want to say thank you to all the listeners from around the world that are tuning into my show. And it's because of you guys I get to do what I do. I'm always grateful and appreciative on all your guys' listenership. If you're and I'm always grateful. And if you guys are, we're going to have a great show for you guys today. If you're into cool, esports teams and also singing, good musicians, we have Dylan Leont coming into the studio. But before that, we want to do a couple plugs. Again, if you want to see a lot more celebrity interviews or back archive shows, go to our main production website, which is at www.starroseentertainment.tv. That's www.starroseentertainment.tv. Also, if you like the music we're going to be playing today, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. And then also, if you like, have any cool fan mails or anything like that, I love reading those off on the air. Let me know. Email me again, tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. And then also, if you want to hit me up on socials or see our in-studio guest photos, such as our guest co-host Dylan Leont and our lovely guest co-host as well, go to our Facebook page over on Star Roast Entertainment over on Facebook. That's Star Roast, STAUROS Entertainment over on Facebook. And then last but not least, again, if you want to hit me up on socials, that's at Tyrone Tan on Twitter, TYRONETAN as in Nancy, N as in Nancy. And then on Instagram, thanks to the hacker there, that's at Tyrone Tan official, TYRONETANN and then official. And if you really, really want to hit me up on Facebook, that's at Tyrone Tan over on Facebook. All right. Without further ado, we're going to be bringing in my lovely guest co-hosts of the hour. We've always been rotating guest co-hosts. We always want to say thank you to all the cool guest co-hosts that have been on throughout the seasons and throughout the years. And we're going to be bringing in the first time here into the studio our lovely guest co-host. She is an actress, but most of all, she's a dear friend. Welcome to the studio, the guest co-host of the hour, actress Chantel Kasut. Welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Hi, Chantel. Well, it's cool because, we've been trying to organize this for you to come on. And now we finally get to make this happen. So let's have the audience get to know a little bit about yourself. And before we bring in our guest of the hour, Dylan Leont. So tell the audience just a little bit about yourself, Chantel.
Sure. So my name's Chantal. I'm an actor and a writer. I'm originally from Zurich, Switzerland. Quite a while away. I lived there for most of my life, and then I moved to the UK for 4 years, and I've been in LA now for about 2.5 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Awesome. And for here for the business.
Yes.
Is the business a little bit different from, you said Switzerland, is it? No, where is it?
Yeah, Switzerland.
I just want to make sure. Switzerland, is it a lot different from there?
Very. We basically don't have an industry.
Oh, really?
In my country, which is also why I came out here.
Okay. Well, cool. Well, within that two years, you've actually got accomplished a lot. So far that I know, you're on a cool web series called Godlike Gaming. Cool, right?
Yes, and I absolutely love it.
And then you also have done, you did a film, From Brave Old World. And then Dread of Dreaming.
Yes.
And that's like three out of like multiple projects already within the last 2 years. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I've been working as much as I can. For me, really, it's just been a blast because I got to work with the most amazing people. I've been so lucky and awesome. I feel very fortunate.
So cool. Yeah. And Godlike Gaming, that's a cool web series. What's that about a little bit? Just give the audience a little bit of taste about that and your character.
Yeah, of course. So it's basically a series about esports gaming. Mm-hmm. It's about this team and their leader and kind of their shenanigans. It's a comedy. And my character is kind of the antagonist of the show, which is like my favorite kind of character to play. So it's really fun, and I can't wait to see kind of where it goes from here.
That's awesome. Yeah, and it's cool because, you know, I got to get involved with this project, you know, helping produce the thing. And it was cool just to kind of, you know, see you and you know, see you grow with it. And, you mm-hmm. know, it's kind of cool because when it was brought to my attention, it was one of those shows that I really, you know, when I saw the pilot, I was like, oh, this is a really, really, you know, cool show, like, mm-hmm. you know, to want to get involved. And but it is cool just to see where all you guys are at with it. And not only that, but to see your character, you play completely opposite of your personality,
because
you're
yeah.
very, very a sweet person. And your character is not really all that nice.
No, she kind of makes the main character's life very difficult, and I'm very much enjoying it.
And cool, and people could check out it's like a 2-part pilot, right?
Correct.
I believe it's on YouTube, is that
mm-hmm.
correct?
Okay. Yes, you can check it out on YouTube.
And name the title one more time for the audience.
Godlike Gaming, and it's just going to be episode 1.
Okay.
See it.
Gotcha.
Pilot.
Oh, the mm-hmm. pilot. Okay, cool. And then also you got other shows or other films that you've done that you said from our Brave Old World, right?
Mm-hmm.
What was that about?
So that's a feature I did a few months ago, and that's about the festival circuit, and it's about cults. And
oh,
it's
wow.
basically the psychological impact of being in a cult, what it means to leave a cult. And it was one of those scripts that I read and I was like, this is great. So I was very excited to be a part of it. Everybody who was working with me on it was fantastic.
And what was your character?
I'm very excited. So I'm basically the leader of a group of people who have left the cult.
Oh, wow.
So I basically help them kind of readjust to the real world and kind of take care of them. So essentially the way you would have like a Alcoholics Anonymous, you have the same thing for like ex-cult members.
Awesome. And the last one, at least, I know you got done a bunch more, but Dread of Dreaming, what's that about a little bit? And then your character on that.
That's my horror short. Okay. So that I did that a while ago. It premiered in the Chinese theater. And yeah, that one's just
Chinese
was a crazy
thing.
Experience. It was hectic and crazy in the most amazing way. And yeah, I play this teen girl who gets surprised and has some not so nice dreams, and they may or may not be real.
Awesome. Well, we're going to get to know a little bit more about yourself throughout the hour, but I just want to get the audience just a little bit background about yourself, and how could they check you out, social medias, websites, or anything like that?
Yeah, probably the easiest way is on Instagram.
Okay.
So my Instagram handle is just my name, so it's Chantal, so Chantal, and then my second name, Ladina.
Okay, and really quickly, is there anyone you'd love to work with? Like,
we'll
put it out there.
I will say right now, off the bat, Greta Gerwig.
Okay, awesome.
Absolutely love her as an actor, a writer, a director. Would love to work with her.
And then really, really quickly, before we bring out our guest of the hour, anyone that's inspired you to become an actress?
That's difficult because for me, I get inspired by stories and people and actors all the time. Definitely like Meryl Streep, Kate Winslet, kind of growing up, I was just like looking up to them so much. So
awesome.
They've been a huge inspiration.
Well, that's cool. Chantal Kasut, we're going to be bringing in, it's cool that, you know, just to know a little tidbit information about yourself. And hopefully you'll be back as a guest of the hour maybe one day. And then also, but it's cool to, you know, promote you a little bit here. So again, they could check out right now, they could check out on Godlike Gaming?
Yes.
And you can just go to YouTube, type in Godlike Gaming, and then your character one more time on that?
Is Goddess.
Goddess. And then last but not least, your social medias one more time.
So in Instagram, it's Chantal Ladina.
Awesome. Well, now, as the guest goes, I don't know if you know, did you by any chance get the memo?
What memo?
The memo is the guest co-host, we talk about some movie reviews. Have you seen any cool movies lately out there in the theater?
Yes, actually. I just went to watch The Northmen last night.
Okay, awesome. I have not gotten to see that. So we'll get Chantel's take on that really quickly, but we're going to do a quick little synopsis again. Thanks to IMDb. Here's their little quick synopsis again. The Northmen, rated R. Here's a little synopsis. From visionary director Robert Eggers comes The Northmen, an action-filled epic that follows a young Viking prince on his quest to avenge his father's murder. Directed by Robert Eggers and starring the awesome Alexander Skarsgård, Nicole Kidman, Claes Bang, and a plethora of other great talent on this. So Ethan Hawke, William Dafoe, Eldar Scar. Oh, gosh, a lot of great actors. If I'm missing anybody, I do apologize. But what did you think?
I absolutely loved it. I cannot recommend it highly enough. It is quite brutal, so be really? Warned. But it was cinematography was incredible. It was so artistic, truly, and yet very riveting and engaging. And it's been a while since I came out of a theater and thought, wow, that was an experience.
Oh,
like, it didn't just feel like watching a movie. It was a true experience, and the performances were just stellar
that's
all across
awesome.
The board.
So again, so yeah. Is it a movie that people should go check out in a theater, wait till Blu-ray, DVD, or what?
No, I would say theater.
Okay, and you got to see this in a theater?
I did.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, I love supporting and going, you know, going to the theaters, because it's just nothing like, it's just a magical experience in my opinion.
I agree.
All right, so again, Chantel Kasut recommends checking out The Northmen, rated R, out there in the theater. So check that out. All right? Cool. Now, by any chance, did you get the other memo?
I don't believe I did.
The other memo is the guest co-host of the hour arranges a way for the guest of the hour to make them feel special and bring them on a special way. So sometimes we bring people in on, let's say, hang gliders, Millennium Falcons, limos, or stuff like that. Wow. By any way, did you, arrange a way for this guest of the hour to bring them in to the studio? Or do we have to go to Plan B? Do I have to go to traditional route? Or what do you think?
I think let's go with Plan B, the traditional
The traditional route. Well, again, I think this guy's he seems like a nice gentleman, you know, so far that I know. He seems like a nice gentleman, seems like a very cool, almost like a prince type in the sense of just like a cool, good presence. I've got to interview him on the carpets, and he seems a very kind of a cool, noble guy. So I figured maybe we should bring him in on Chariot, the very cool Chariot. I don't know. What do you think?
Sounds good.
All right, so we're going to bring him in. He is a singer, a metal singer, as well as he's the CEO of Raw Creations, which is Raw Creations Gaming, which is a esports team called Yoki. We're going to get to know more about a little bit about himself. But what you're going to do, Shanta, you're going to open up that studio door, okay? And then you're going to wave, I guess, the horses right down there. There's the chariot over there. And you see all the fanfare over there. And then on the count of three, I guess you'll just whistle them in as we bring in the guests of the hour. So on the count of three. One, two, and three. All right. Here he comes. On a chariot. Coming down. He's waving to all the fans out there. They're throwing roses at him. He's stopping for selfies. Signing some autographs. Taking some pictures. Here he comes on the chariot. He is a metal singer. He is the CEO of Raw Creations Gaming, an esports team called Yoki. Here he is. But most of all, he's a good guy. Coming down into the studio. Here he is, walking in off the chariot. He is Dylan Leon. All right, here he comes. All right, welcome. Singer, CEO of Raw Creations Gaming, Dylan Leont. Welcome to Star Wars Entertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN.
Yo, yo, yo.
Welcome, my man.
I made it.
Yeah, you
made
it.
I made it. Thank you for all of that.
All right.
That was awesome.
Well, cool. Well, welcome again, Dylan Leont. Welcome to Star Wars Entertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN. Thank you, Chantel, for arranging that, or we're going at least going to Plan B.
I've never had that before. That was amazing.
So you made him feel special.
Right.
I'm glad.
Okay, cool.
Plan B was the right
cool.
plan.
All right. So, well, cool. Dylan Leont. So welcome again. You know, the last time we got to saw each other was at the premiere, I believe. Was it Millennials?
Yeah, the TV show Millennials. Yeah. Actually, my best friend Nathan Davis Jr., he's now on that TV show. Why I went, because he's now on season two of Millennials. So.
Which is why, because I got to cover that, and which is it's ironic, because I actually ran into him. He actually attended a church I go to. I think it was on Easter. And we just ran into each other, and it's like, wait. He's like, hey. I was like, oh my gosh. But
then you go, yeah.
Yeah. I think we were both rushing to get in because it was Easter service.
Okay.
But it was kind of cool. But yeah, it was kind of cool because I've actually know a lot of the cast and the creators of that show, and so I've known them for many years, awesome. I got to cover that, and it was cool, and that's when I first got to interview you and meet you, and you're a stand-up guy, and next thing you know, we just started communicating, and here you are.
Here I am.
So what we want the audience to get to know you, if not fans already, want to get them know a little bit more about Dylan Leont. Am I saying that correct?
Oh, yeah, you, okay. you got it.
Okay,
so, not many people do, but you got it, actually.
All right, well, cool. So I want people to get to know you and hopefully become even more supporters of yourself, and then hopefully start following your stuff and start supporting you and all that kind of good jazz, all right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So we want to start off. I don't know if Chantel warned you or anything or prepared you or your people prepared you as well. Uh-oh. Did you by any chance, I mean, you know, we're going to start off with a very hard-hitting question, all right? So
okay.
Ready? Okay, here we go. The hard-hitting question is... Where are you born and raised?
Oh, that's easy. I was born and raised in Orange County.
Okay.
But I moved to Los Angeles at a very young age, probably like 8, 9 years old, and I've been here ever since.
Awesome. Now, Did you know growing up that you always wanted to be in showbiz, whether it's a singer or, you know, or in the gaming, or is that something you always wanted to do?
Well, actually, I think that my first passion was playing basketball, but, you know, as I was growing older, I realized... Hey, I'm not like 6'6". I'm not Kobe Bryant's height. I started getting into gaming first. Definitely
okay.
Gaming first at a pretty young age when I was like 8 years old. But I had no idea I was going to take off in this sort of direction. Because, you know, back in the day, this wasn't a thing. You know, esports teams, all this was not a thing. It really started generating, at least to my knowledge, around, you know, like Black Ops 1. And that's when I was like 2010 or something like that. And even that was very, very early in this Call of Duty type of space esports teams. So, you know, back in the day, a lot of people were like, oh, don't play video games. You know, your parents and all that stuff. And you want your kid to go and have other passions because there wasn't really a lane for that.
Yeah.
But again, now there is. And it's really, really cool to see esports just in general take off. You know, it's a multi-billion-dollar industry and is growing every single year. So that's amazing to see.
Well, cool. And who are your inspirations into? Because again, let's tell on to a little bit about your background because you are a metal singer, as well as the CEO of Raw Creations Gaming.
Yep.
So tell the audience just a little bit about what is Raw Creations Gaming.
Yeah. So Raw Creations Gaming is a esports team that I founded. I'd say back in 2019, 2018. Mm-hmm. The thing is, the first couple years, I wasn't able to do much with it because I was actually in a record label contract with Matthew Knowles, and who was Beyonce's father, so I was working with him for about 4 years. There's a lot that goes into that. We'll probably have to get into that later.
Yeah.
But long story short, I was kind of stuck. I had to do music and only music, and I actually stopped doing prank videos. And that's a whole other thing. You know, pranks is what actually got my name out there in the first place. I'm not very passionate about doing pranks. It was just kind of a fun thing for myself when I was 18, 19 years old. And I had joined this prank crew called Nelk Boys, and they're pretty big nowadays. But they really skyrocketed my fan base. So then I could promote my music and I promote, you know, gaming eventually down the line and that type of stuff.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. And then, so that's cool. So then you started this, because the esports team is called Yoki.
Raw Creations Gaming. Yoki is the esports league.
League you want to do. Okay, so,
correct.
But cool. And then how many people do you have in your team?
Oh, that's a tough question. I say the main guys, we have about eight. Eight main guys.
So and for those that are not too familiar with this, because it's a big world out there. And you know, it's funny because, you know, Chantal's involved with a show about the gaming.
Yeah.
Tell the audience, like, how, you know, what is entailed in, like, the esports teams and stuff? Like, what do they have to do? So to say, for people that don't know, I mean, I'm sure we got a little big audience that does know. But there are people that just are not too familiar.
Yeah. So basically, most esports teams go the traditional route and they compete in tournaments. So, you know, either if you're a professional, you join a professional team and you compete for like a $1 million tournament, depending on what, you know, game title that you're in. Some game titles have multi-million, some a couple hundred thousand, but, you know, a lot of money if you win. And there's usually like, you know, 12 pro teams or so. If you're an amateur player, then you got to compete in online tournaments and occasional what they call LAN tournaments. That's basically in-person tournaments.
Okay.
But they're held by like at random. And it's not like the professional, you know, the official games. It's just like other people are hosting these. You know, to sell tickets and to get money that way. So you want to compete. That's the main thing. But for me, it's a little different. Yes, we have a team that competes in these different tournaments. And shout out to Eddie, who's known as Metro Rises, and Rob, who goes by Rob the Robot. Those are my guys who are really running the competitive part of my team, and they're really amazing. They're some of the best in the world at what they do. So big shout out to them. But we actually make content as well as compete. So we like to just make funny content, post it on TikTok, post it on Instagram. It gets traction, and then you know we can, you know, just really utilize our newly found fan bases for different things that we want to do. For them, it's competing, but for me, it's multi things. Maybe it's music. Some of my fans, you know, from the gaming world might want to check out my music, or you know, check out that I do. So it's kind of cool.
Awesome, awesome. And then so, and then how often do you guys like compete in the gaming world, so to speak? How many games are you guys? Is it an everyday thing, or is it?
There's tons of tournaments. Yeah, there's tons. Yeah. We try to compete as much as we can. It's really not up to us, so to speak. It's really up to who's hosting it. But okay. So it's really at random. But we compete weekly.
What's your game? What's your go-to game?
My favorite game of all time is called Black Ops 1. That's what got me into gaming in the first place.
Okay.
Currently, you know, you got to compete on the current Call of Duty, which is Call of Duty Vanguard.
All right. Okay. So now let's transition to your singing career. So who inspired you into metal singing?
Oh yeah, that's an awesome one. So I got into metal when I was 11 or 12 years old. So it's kind of interesting. My mom is what kind of forced. Like, I won't say the word forced, but she's one that kind of guided me into playing guitar at first. And I was like, all right, yeah, I can play guitar. But then I fell in love with it. You know, when she's like, just try it. Now I started love. I was like, wow, this is awesome. So I started like researching bands on YouTube. Found Metallica in their early days.
Yeah.
I saw them play a huge, huge concert in Moscow, and it was like a million people in the audience.
Wow.
And I was like, whoa, that's insane. And they had the long hair, and they're spinning their hair in circles. I'm like, yo, I want to do that too. So that was like, I was like, I want to do that. Obviously not any bands are performing in front of a million people nowadays, but that was my goal. You know, I wanted to be like them. And it's funny because I didn't know that they were older. I thought they were still in their 20s because that was a YouTube video from a long time ago. I was like, yo, they're in their 20s. They're doing that. But yeah, they're like, you know, 40s, 50s. Yeah. I found out. I was like, oh, that's still badass, you know, that they're still doing their thing, you know. So that's what initially got me into it. But my favorite band at that time, and even now to this day, I'd say it's a mixture of two, but one is Sum 41.
Okay.
So Sum 41 is they're the ones that really just got me through childhood and everything, you know, and listening to all their music and my favorite album from them is called Does This Look Infected, has all my favorite songs even to this day. So
well then, how did you get discovered by you said Beyonce's dad, right?
Yeah.
Was your manager? Is that or
yeah? So Matthew Knowles, who is Beyonce's dad, was both my manager and the CEO of Music World Entertainment that I was working with for 4 years. How do we get that contact? My mom, actually, because my mom is also kind of like my momager. You know, that term. It's a big term in the acting world, momager. Yeah. It was your mom and your manager. Because she just she knows the ins and outs of the industry. She actually had her own reality TV show. That's kind of what got me started in just the industry in general. Because I was on her reality show called The Big 4-0. And so she is in and out of the music industry and just the entertainment field in general. And so she knew him. We flew down, and I essentially auditioned to work with him, to be a part of his label. And he liked what I was singing and playing. And he's like, let's do it.
Awesome.
And it was really that simple.
Well, that's awesome. Well, what I also see in some of your little videos, I was doing some little research, and you're playing with a lot of cool big crowds as well. You know, it's funny because I don't recognize you with the long hair when you have it down.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's the same guy.
Yeah.
Cool. So we're going to switch this over to our guest co-host of the hour, Chantel Kasut. So Chantel, as the guest co-host, you're free to also ask so many questions. Do you have any questions for Dylan Leont on his maybe early career, early childhood, or anything like that before we maybe get into more of the nitty-gritty?
Yeah, so many fascinating stories here. I was just going to ask, like, kind of how everything developed for you. I mean, you just said kind of how it started, and then how was that experience? Like, was it kind of a positive experience? What did you learn from it?
Well, I was kind of all over the place in the entertainment industry, you know, as you can kind of already see from this interview.
Yeah.
Pranks, you know, music, a little bit of reality TV show, and now I'm doing gaming. So I'm kind of, you know, I was all over the place for a while. Now I kind of have my primary two, which is music and gaming. But, you know, I really enjoy it all. You know, I love doing it all. The music industry is a beast, though. I will say that. I'd say it's a lot different from you know, some of those other things I mentioned for sure. There's a lot that comes with it. I've been signed like 3 or 4 different times, and you know, I won't get super into it, but it's definitely a crazy field to be in.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
And what is music what you do, for those that don't know? Metal singing, metal music.
Yeah.
Okay. So cool. And do you lose your voice doing that?
Oh my gosh, I got a story for you. So we actually have an unreleased song right now. Uh-huh. And so I guess I can't say the name of it, but we have an unreleased song right now. And I was in the studio, was like a couple months ago when I recorded it. We're not trying to release it until we get signed to a new label. So we're actually currently on the hunt to get signed to a new label currently to release that song. But anyways, more of the story is, so on this song is the most screaming I've ever done in my life. Because usually I sing high and I scream high. But for this song, I was all over the place, singing high, screaming high, and going low. And so screaming low, I've never done it before. And it's really, really hard for me to do because I just haven't practiced it too much.
Yeah.
And so when I was in the studio, I tore my voice up.
Wow.
And actually the producer, his name is Heath, amazing producer, he wasn't sure. Actually, he told me to stop. He was like, because he's really good at it. You can tell like when your voice is starting to, to fry like that. He's like, hey, you need to take a break. It's like, we're going to come back, because like, it was shot. My voice was completely shot. It's like, hey, you need to come back in, let's say, a week from now. It took me 10 days for it to fully recover, and I was like, let's do it. We came back, and this time he was on me, though. He was monitoring me, making sure I wasn't killing myself this time. Mm-hmm. But I finally finished the track, and oh my gosh, it sounds amazing. It's just so, I don't want to, toot my own horn about my own song, but I really like it. It's my favorite song I've ever made by far.
Awesome. Well, hopefully maybe you come back and get to promote that.
Speaking
of song, we're going to be cut to a music break, and my guest co-host is going to introduce this song, and then we're going to be back more with Dylan Leon. And for those that could check you out, how can they check you out? What your social medias or websites, anything like that?
Yeah, so Instagram is Dylan Leon, DylanLeonte, and my TikTok is, if you want to check out some of my gaming stuff, at Real Bad Grandpa. We'll get into that later.
Okay, I was going to say, okay, where does that come from? Okay.
But yeah, cool. We'll get to that in a bit, if you want.
That's on TikTok. So again, that's Dylan Leon, and then how can they check out your music, or can they check it, is it all?
Yeah, so my band is called Dylan and Alice, D-Y-L-E-N, then there's another N, and then Alice, A-L-I-C-E.
Dylan and Alice? And
correct.
Are you solo, or you got a group?
I have a full band. There's not here with me.
let's give them some shout-outs really quick. What are they?
So the main guy is Michael on drums and Cameron currently on guitar. We're actually in the process of interchanging a few members right now. We're three-piece.
Okay, awesome. So check them out again. It's Dylan and Alice.
Correct.
And then if you want, one more time, your socials one more time.
Instagram, Dylan Leont. And TikTok, Real Bad Grandpa. That's where I do all the gaming.
Okay, cool. And then our guest co-host of the hour, Chantel Kasud, actress and writer. You want to introduce this song, if you could read my writing?
Sure. Falling for a Lie by Jade Pateri and Alt Q.
Oh, Alt 9.
Alt 9. There we go. Had to happen.
Okay, well, cool. You got it close. It's pretty good. First time. Okay, so let's do that one more time. Let's introduce them one more time.
Falling for a Lie by Jade Pateri and Alt 9.
All right, here we go. And we'll be back more with metal singer and CEO of Raw Creation Gaming, Dylan Leont, right here after this song. And again, this is Falling for a Lie by Jade Pateri and Alt 9, who were guests on our show before. And they've got some cool music. And here we go. We'll be right back.
All genres, all indie. Listen carefully. The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
I'm done. I don't wanna hurt you, cause I'm certain that you might be the one. Talking about love, heaven above, I can give that to you. Ain't gotta run, both hands up, I'll be honest with you.
If you don't want me, cause every day I think you'd haunt me. And I won't ask for you to love me, cause I'd be I stayed with you tonight, and you'd be falling for a lie if you told me you were mine.
All right. That was Falling for a Lie by Jade Pateri and Alt 9. If you like that song, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. But most of all, if you really like that song, check them out again. It's Jade Pateri, J-A-D-E-P, as in Paul, A-T-T-I-E-R-E, or R-I. I do apologize. That's Jade Pateri, J-A-D-E. Pateri and Alt 9. That's ALT, the number 9. Check them out, Jade Pateri and Alt 9, and that's called Falling for a Lie. Check those guys out. And girls, they're awesome. Jade Pateri is an awesome singer, and Alt 9 are an awesome group. They're out there. Check them out on Spotify or wherever on the social medias. Check out their music again. That's Falling for a Lie by Jade Pateri and Alt 9. What do you think of that song, Chantel?
I loved it.
Is it one of your, is it your kind of music, or what kind of music are you into?
I'm all across. I mean, from like pop to more like rock, alternative. Yeah, but I love this. I was literally thinking I'm gonna go on Spotify after this.
Awesome. Now, I know you're in the metal, but I know, is this like your kind of music, or what kind of music are you?
I like it. No, I mean, it sounded really good.
Okay,
definitely.
Cool. And like, well, because what I mean, obviously you sing metal, but sometimes people have opposites of what they do. So
me.
So you all like metal.
All metal.
Like? Is it Metallica? Is your favorite metal?
Metallica is what got me into it. But I'd say my favorite, Sum 41, Trust Company, Chevelle, Deftones. I have a bunch. Korn, Slipknot. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Have you gotten to meet any of those guys yet, or no?
Actually, I go back and forth online with the lead singer of Trust Company and his wife, who are both really amazing, and they're both awesome people. And I've actually met the full band of Sum 41
in
person.
Oh, that's awesome.
Took a little picture together, so it was cool.
Oh, that's cool. So who else is out there that you would love to meet one day? Work with, let's say, meet or work with.
Any of my favorite bands. It could be any one of them. That would be amazing. Oh, actually, I just forgot. I might work with a band I love very soon. I should be going on tour with Nonpoint in the end of May, I believe.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, either May or June. I got to look at my schedule again. But I'm very excited. It's a West Coast tour.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Well, cool. Well, we are back, for those that don't know, or they're just coming back or tuning in right now, we are back with my guest co-host of the hour, the lovely actress and writer, Chantel Kusut. Welcome back.
Hi.
And then my guest of the hour, metal singer and CEO of Raw Creations Gaming, Dylan Leont. Welcome back.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we got into your earlier career and then how you kind of got into, you know, metal singing. Is that how you say it? Then into your gaming game league. Is that?
Yep. Yeah. The gaming team and league. And, both.
And so, you know, from that point on, when did you know, let's say, obviously, and then you, would you say you got discovered by Beyonce's dad? Or did you say you when would you think that was the point in your career where you said, I think I'm going to do this for the rest of my life?
Oh, that was definitely earlier. Yeah, mm-hmm. I already knew beforehand. I mean, when I released those songs under that label, you know, that's when things started skyrocketing more, for sure, music-wise. But I already knew before that, because I already went through like three bands before that. At least three, maybe even four.
And was your parents very supportive on your career choices, so to speak?
I mean, absolutely, yeah. I mean, my mom was the one that even got me into music place. And on her own reality show, my dad has always been a great support as well. But yeah, no, my mom especially has always wanted me to do music, and she's been, you know, both my parents have been great support.
Are they?
Sure.
Or were they both in the entertainment industry, or
just my mom? Okay. My dad is just more, you know, go with the flow type of guy.
He's like, yeah.
Yeah, right, cool. He goes with our craziness.
Go wash the dishes.
Yeah.
Well, cool. And then, you kind of go back and forth with being the CEO of Raw Creations Gaming.
Yeah.
What do you think for you, what is it that excites you more? Like
don't make me choose. That's hard. That's really, really hard.
I mean, because like if you said, okay, tomorrow we're going to go sing, or we're going to go play a game against blah, blah, blah. Like, what would you think you would?
Okay, well, I'll put it like this. I think gaming is more consistently fun because, you know, you can hop on a game every single day, and I'm having fun every single day. It never gets boring for me. But performing music, that's the ultimate fun. You know, I think performing in front of a crowd and that type of stuff, and really feeling your fans engage with you in person, there's no other type of fun.
I saw this quick, I don't know if it was on TikTok, Instagram, or something. I saw you interacted with some fans that were pretty crazy, that actually they're asking for your autograph, and they're you're kind of low key, and then they're like kind of came up to something, and they were like, oh, can I? And I was like, look at this guy. Look at Dylan. Oh, look at him go. I was proud of you. But what was that interaction like? Where was that? Because I saw some video on there viral. I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
But you were interacting with some fans that, I had no background idea about yourself. All I know is that you're a good guy. And we started communicating after since I interviewed you.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, and it's funny because I grew up in this industry. So not that, I don't get excited over anybody or anything like that. But, I mean, because I grew up in this business.
Yeah, you've already been around.
I've been around a lot of the biggest people, or even the ones that are just, starting out. But I try to treat everyone the same. And,
absolutely.
But it's cool. Sometimes you don't know the histories of a lot of things or a lot of people as well.
Yeah.
And so I was like, when you were like, hey, can I come on your show? I was like, yeah, sure, because you're a nice guy. But then I'm doing some research, and I'm going, oh, what is this? What's he doing? He's all playing with all this crowd and this fan base. So for you, what is it like interacting with your fans? Or that maybe, I don't know, what video I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, no, I know exactly which one you're talking about. So my band was performing a show, and actually it wasn't like our typical shows, because usually we stand on a stage and, a traditional show. But this was right after the initial hump of COVID, started dissipating a little bit, and people were, playing shows again, like just starting. So we weren't actually playing venue shows yet. So we're like, hey, let's play a show outside and just invite a bunch of our fans to come watch us play outside in some garage. It's a really, really personable show. Yeah. And it was awesome. I'd say 100, maybe 200 people came through. And in that video, you see some of our supporters ripping a shopping cart apart and hopping it in a circle mosh pit. And it was really insane. And my guitarist at the time, Kazuki, he was he's from Tokyo. So he's never been anything, he's never seen anything like this before. And, obviously it's very different over there. And he's like, wow. He always say this phrase, wow, American style. And I was like, yes, I guess what we do.
That's
we
just awesome.
Act crazy.
But one guy was about to cry getting your autograph. What was that? Some guy, he's like, oh, can you sign this? And he was he was very emotional. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, 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 for sure. I think we get a lot of fan love.
Oh, that's definitely awesome. Well, Chantel Kasut, any other questions for Dylan Leon, Miss guest co-host of the hour?
Yes, I do have to ask the question about your TikTok handle.
Okay.
I do need to know that. I cannot leave.
Why is it called? What is it called again?
Real Bad Grandpa. I'll get to that right now. I know it's a hilarious name. So I run multiple TikTok and multiple Instagram accounts. The one I mentioned was Real Bad Grandpa because that's the largest one. Even bigger than Raw Creations Gaming. Actually, I promote Raw Creations Gaming through Real Bad Grandpa. And what that is...
I got a TikTok, but I don't really use it at all. But
yeah.
When you say big, what are you talking about? Or bigger or whatever, for you, what's it?
My friends are way, way bigger than me. Yeah. Nathan, my best friend Nathan has 16 million followers, for example. I'm still working up there. So, but Real Bad Grandpa has got 1.8 million. Just hit it today.
Well, anything over a million is pretty good in my book. So
for sure,
that's awesome.
Same.
So that's awesome. So, but yeah, and again, like you said, the only reason I think I went on TikTok, I just didn't want anyone to take my name because then I didn't want when you get an email and then you're such and such name, 27 or something like that.
Yeah,
and
I'm
man. And so, but I'm more of a Insta. Facebook guy.
Yeah.
But so I'm just kind of getting into the TikTok world. I don't really do a lot of, I guess most of it the time that I see a lot of prank stuff and all that kind of stuff. I do appreciate it. I do have a lot of friends involved with it. And they always, come on, get on TikTok. So I just want to headline it going, give me a reason why I should be on TikTok.
Right.
But for you, you're pretty big on that. So how did that come about?
Well,
that name.
Well, the idea of that account is I'm a grandpa, so I put on a old man silicone mask and some shades to cover the eye holes. So because obviously you're gonna see that I'm fake, it's a mask if the eye holes are showing. So I put on some shades to kind of make myself look a little more realistic, like I actually look like a grandpa. And I'm playing some just random video games. Could be Call of Duty, could be anything, Grand Theft, whatever. And from there on, I just play games and have chaotic stuff happen behind me. And I don't know, it just it worked.
Wow,
it's so stupid, but it worked. It's awesome though.
That's awesome.
And we have fun doing it. And so that way, that audience actually promotes my what I'm really trying to do is build my esports gaming team, Raw Creations Gaming, and it's working. You know, that one has significantly less. It has like 96,000 or so, but we're trying to build that one as
well.
That's
awesome. Well, cool, yeah. Man. I mean, so then, and how do people have to like audition, so to speak, to get in your team, or what's the process of how you choose your players?
Yeah, so we have content creators that we go out and we reach out to. If you know, we like how their just their videos and their vibe and their energy, then we'll go and reach out to them. Or if you're really, really good, and I mean like the best of the, because you got to be the best of the best to win tournaments. Because everyone obviously wants to win tournaments, so you got to be top tier. If you're top tier competitive gamer, then that works too. We'll go ahead and recruit you that way, or vice versa. They could, you know, come to us and say, "Hey, I'm ranked da 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 on this game. You know, can I try out?" And we'll try them out.
So then, what do you have? What is your day to day routine, so to speak, as being the CEO of Raw Creations Gaming? Like, what is your like day to day for this to keep this team going?
Yeah. So basically, managing at least. Help manage, because they're all my accounts, but you know, obviously I have admins on each one as well, but I kind of oversee some things, and like what they're posting, how often they're posting, things like that, making sure that they're getting all the right material. But I'd say just really just going overseeing everything. But I do have a lot of help from my buddy. His name is Cameron Bressett. He's like, I'd say, my number one admin, and he's a guy that really gets us out there. He just all day he's spending time learning algorithms and da-da-da. Oh, this is working. Oh, these set of words work. Or this. So he's really, really good at that. And he's over in Oklahoma, and I'm trying to get him out to LA really soon so he could, you know, we could work together in LA.
And what's the biggest game tournament that someone could, or a league or a team could play in? What's the quote unquote like the Oscars of the game world, so to speak?
Well, each game has like their official tournament. So Call of Duty, the one that we're primarily in right now. I think at the end of the year, you play for $1 million. So each player would get, I don't know the exact breakdown. I would say, because it's four players, you would get 250K each, but I'm sure there's a lot of other guys involved there too. And I don't know if the bench players get some cash as well from that. I don't know how that works because I'm not on that team. Yeah. But I do know you play for $1 million. If you win.
Yeah, that's awesome. Wow, that's crazy money. And so cool. So then your music, and then what are you going to be? What's your next song going to be coming out, or what are you working on right now in the music scene?
Yeah, so music-wise, we're looking to go on tour with Nonpoint in May or June. And I think we're going to play one other show with this band called Raw, who I also look up to. Actually found them in a video game. See, look at that. Mm. Kind of there it is. Back when I was a kid, called MX Unleashed, it was a motorcycle game. And I was like, oh, this is an amazing band. So I love their music. Anyways, so we're going to play a show with them as well in June. Good timing. And after that, we're looking to get signed and release these unreleased songs. We have two recorded. And I actually, to dive a little more into that, the type of music that we're getting to, now this is for people that know their subgenres of metal. This is like where it gets really, really nerdy. We're trying to get into what's called progressive metalcore. And that's like basically, to sum it up, extremely technical music. There's just the guitars they're doing insane stuff. The drummer's got to be really talented, and luckily we have an amazing drummer in Michael Moore, so shout out to Michael.
Awesome. Chantel, last but not least, before I get to my last question, time's running out. We're almost done with the show.
We've been talking a lot.
Yeah, we've been talking about it. It's almost went by really quick. Any other last questions before I get to my last one?
One short one. Tell me your time management tips, because it sounds like you're doing so much at the same time, and you have so much passion for all of it, and I'm just in awe, to be honest.
Oh, that's a good question.
Well, you know, it's funny. Just this year, I learned that 24 hours is just not enough in a day, so I don't know how to answer that question, like, to be honest with you, because I just had this conversation with my buddy Will, who's like basically my advisor in life. And also like one of my best friends is older than I am, great guy. Anyways, he's like, dude, you just realizing that now? It's like, yeah, I have the same problem, man. That's my Will impression. That's kind of how he sounds when he talks. He's like, yeah, man, there's 24 hours in a day, not enough time. So you gotta find ways to manage that. For me, I just have a bunch of people that are helping me do it with me.
Amazing.
Yeah. And is that your car that I saw you in that video? Is that yours?
Oh, which one?
There's like some. Was it a yellow? What kind
of? Oh, yeah, the Camaro. That is my car.
Oh, that's a sweet car that I Thank saw you. You're driving around there. It's like the ones that go up in the sky.
The doors.
Yeah, that's
the,
awesome, man.
Well, Lambo doors or something.
That's awesome, man. Well, congratulations on that. Not that I'm not a car guy, but I do appreciate cool cars, and it's a cool car. I saw you driving around in that or in your videos.
Yeah.
So that's cool, man. Really quickly, so how do people check you out one more time?
Yeah. Instagram at Dylan Leont, DylanLeonte, or if you're a gamer, want to check out our gaming social media, that's Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. It's Raw Creations Gaming, Raw Creations Gaming, and of course TikTok, same thing, or Real Bad Grandpa on TikTok.
All right. So last but not least, before we cut out of here, we want to inspire those. You've been inspired, and we want to inspire others. So we want to leave off with this last question. What inspirational messages can you give to someone out there that maybe wants to get into singing, maybe into gaming like what you do, or you know your line of field, or just follow their dreams in general?
I mean, I think the main thing in life is to have fun and to be happy. You know, if you're not happy, then you know, then what are you even doing? You know what I mean? The main thing is you got to be happy, stay positive, laugh, have fun, and love. So with that being said, that should be your primary focus, and everything else should fall in line. You know, as long as you have a good mindset and you're positive in life, I think good things will come your way, and you can chase your dreams that way. But you know, there was this song I was listening to by this rapper named Hobson, and I usually listen to hip hop like that. But the lyric was like, "Life is naturally hell. You gotta work to have fun." I was like, "Oh, that's interesting. I mean, it's so true. You gotta work to have fun," and so definitely put your mind to it. You know, work hard and. And you can have fun.
Awesome. And Chantel Kasut, actress, writer. We want to ask you this as well, since it's your first time here. What inspiring words of wisdom can you give to someone out there that maybe wants to be an actress, writer, or just follow their dreams in general?
Yeah, I would say follow your passion. Like, you have it for a reason. You have a purpose, and go after that. And then after, I would say the people you surround yourself with are everything. Community is everything. These are the people that keep me going when things are hard, and I don't know what I would do without them. So, yeah, just find friends, whatever it is. Like, build that, because it's super important.
Awesome. Well, we want to plug you one more time. So, obviously, how can they check you out? Social medias, anything like that? One more time.
Instagram at Chantal Ladina. That's Chantal Ladina.
Okay. And then you can check out Godlike Gaming, right? Mm-hmm. And then on YouTube.
Godlike Gaming on YouTube.
And then
yes.
Any other projects coming out?
Nothing that is currently released.
Okay.
Soon.
Awesome. Well, again, I wish you nothing but the best of luck. God bless you. And, you know, thank you for coming. And it's always cool to see good, humble people on the show and out there in this industry. So best of luck with everything. And Dylan, I want to say thank you for coming on. But it was cool just to have you and, get a little bit life story about yourself.
Absolutely.
But it's cool just to you know, get to know you a little bit more better. And I hope to see you again on the carpets or something like that. You're always welcome back. But again, that's it, man. And God bless you guys. And again, best of luck with everything. And thank you guys all. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in. And I always see the ratings and everything. And I am so grateful and appreciative on all your guys' listenerships. So again, check out Dylan Leont. He's out there. Metal singer, CEO of Raw Creations Gaming. Really quick, you have any
shout-outs? Thank you so much.
You want to give a shout-out to anybody, really?
Shout-out to the whole squad. Johnny, Eric, Rob, Cameron, the whole squad. My band, too, Michael, Cameron. Yeah, we got it.
Any shout-outs? Any shout-outs?
Shout-out to the whole team of Godlike Gaming. Producers, writers, actors. Everyone's amazing.
Awesome.
Oh, we got to say our parents, too. Come on now.
Parents, family, everyone. Thank you so much for having me
All right, well, God bless you guys. And again, I like to end off my show. Matthew 19:26. In man, things are possible. In God, all things are possible. And we are out. Bye-bye.